The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's me, Justin Waite, and it's Nicola Duke, the Duchess of the Chart. You're right, Nick. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
And yes, we're just chatting about Bitcoin, BTC, and it's hitting new highs. It's gone crazy. I mean, I reported this morning that we hit over $12,000 for one Bitcoin. One Bitcoin, $12,000.
And the problem is it's cursed. Every time the news does that, has a little sharp pullback and then carries on, doesn't it?
Yeah, but even in this headline, which is from the BBC financial website, they're saying that it's been, you know, and its real value has been questioned, and the fact that it's in a bubble, and the fact people keep mentioning that it will go higher. But Nick, me and you are going to get rich and famous by shorting Bitcoin. Now, the higher this goes, the higher this goes. One thing I know about this, we don't know where it's going to top out yet. But the higher it goes, the bigger the bubble. And the bigger the bubble, the bigger the bang, the crash. Right? So we're going to short with a using your charting skills, we're going to find a top. We're going to say, listen, guys, this is it. Because it'll, you know what happens? It'll do a double top. The second top will fail. It won't meet. And all of a sudden, the selling will, people start shorting it and selling begets selling. Everyone will say, it's gone. And it will drop. It'll go half, it'll go to 5,000 overnight. And we'll be the people who become rich shorting the bubble that is Bitcoin.
Do you know, like, Bitcoin hit new all-time highs at the weekend, and it was all over the news, and then it dropped 10% in 2 hours, and then rallied in a straight line since. Like, the pullbacks are so fast and so sharp, you have to almost leave orders to catch them. It's getting a little bit crazy out there.
Well, do you know what? Do you know why I know it's a top? Do you know why I know it's a top? This is why. Because I got up this morning, I got changed, come upstairs, and I realised I'd forgotten my white sort of running socks. So I went back upstairs to sneak into my bedroom. And this is at 4:30 in the morning. The missus is there now with a light on, reading her mobile. Right? And I get my socks. I say, why are you awake? So I woke up. And when you woke up,
and she says, I'm just checking the price of Bitcoin.
Yeah, and she said to me, do you own Bitcoin? She knows nothing about Bitcoin whatsoever. Now, when my missus is asking me if I own Bitcoin, every Tom, Dick and Harry's heard about Bitcoin and trying to get in. That's when it's close to a top. I'm telling you that now.
Everybody's trying to get in,
All I need now is my father to mention it. And that's how we think, right, let's start shorting it.
And my dad, he said, who would ever buy a company called Google anyway? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Here we are. All right, let's get some charts then. So we're looking at a request for Horizonte, cracking company, excellent nickel project, tier one asset, 28-year life of mine. They're going to be trading about $40 million in free cash flow a year when they start producing. But it's had a bit of a pullback. I got to say, I did get into these quite early on. I did quite well. But someone's saying, where's this pullback going? How far is it going down? So HZM, Nicola on the chat. What are you doing? I'll tell you why it's coming down. It's coming down because there's an institutional seller in there. It's nothing to do with the company. It's a Lombard Odier. And apparently there's some internal things that are going on. They're selling down lots of companies, but they're selling down Horizonte. And so that's putting pressure on the share price. But that pressure on the share price can be an advantage for private investors, you know, because you can get in a cheaper level because it's in a year's time. You know, this is going to be in years, and they're churning out some
nickel.
And
they're not going to sell forever, are they?
No, exactly. And nickel, look, is a well-designed metal, especially with EVs around and all that stuff. So it's going to go, you know, a lot higher in a few years' time. Their PFS is due out, I think, by the end of the year or first quarter. What do you reckon, Nicola?
So I'm looking at a weekly chart of Horizonte Minerals, and the rally that we had, 50% retrace of this rally, so that's from the September 2015 low to the high we made this year. 50% retrace is exactly where the weekly 200 moving averages, and that is at 3.15. So I think 3.15 is going to be really good support. We're nearly there. We're at 3.38. So 3.15 is where I'm looking for this one to find some support. And when I go to the daily chart, I think that that's almost to the daily 200 moving average. The daily 200 moving average is a little bit lower at 3.03. So between 3.03, 3.15, I think is important support for horizontal minerals. And I'd like to see it stick it and hold some support there.
Yeah, that's still a big, you know, big chunk of a drop.
I'm
really
afraid it is.
I put my Fibonacci's on there. Why have I come up with 3.3 for the 61.8? This is a daily from the yes. low. So I got 3.3. Is that what you're saying, or lower?
I said the 60. I said the 50%, didn't I?
Okay. But my 50% is at 3.6. Why is that? Why am I not?
Where are you measuring from the low in 2015? Yeah.
Not the low in 2015. I'm measuring from the low in. In the 20th of the 7th, July.
Yeah. Okay, if I do that one, then 3.3 is the 61.8. So it all lines up around there. Okay, remember, 61.8 levels are quite messy. They're not super sharp. So when you hit them, sometimes you can go a little bit beyond them before you turn.
Okay.
And so I think between 3.15, 3.3, we should find really good support.
This is where, if you're an investor and you're looking for a good long-term stock playing into the EV, this is why it's always good to scale in, because no one can put a hard stop, really. I mean, it may hit this area, it may drop a little bit further. So, I mean, if you're an investor, get your maximum, you're going to invest in the stock, say 10% of your entire value portfolio, split that in half, buy a chunk maybe now, and then buy a chunk maybe 10% lower. If it drops down, that's the best way to do it. Scaling in, scaling out, it's the best way. Okay, next one is Lion's Gold. It's into Lion, it's into blockchain. It had a cracking rally, but now it's come back a bit. What do you reckon, Nicola?
I know, do you know, and I was when we looked at Lion's Gold before, we said if we pops above the 200, we're going to go to the top of the range, and I was thinking of sort of 3 and 2.95 around there, and in fact we far exceeded that. We had a really nice run, so we're looking for pullback levels. And mine, I'm going to say, I think that if we don't close below 2.63, that looks really good. Maybe a little bit lower to 2.19. I wouldn't want to see it below that. I think any close below 2 and the party is over. We're not going to see another swing higher. But this should be a pullback. It's really oversold. It's going to take a bit of time. So a few days of sideways consolidation. But yeah, I think that around here is really good support, and look for a turn higher.
Lovely. All right.
When it balances out.
Marvellous. Now, the next two stocks, they both had good drilling results here. They've hit a 53-metre gas reservoir pay and in Italy, and with Po Valley as the operator. But the odd thing is today, Prospect Oil and Gas are down, and they own about 17% of the project, and United Oil and Gas are up, and they own 20%. So it's really odd where one's down, one's up. I don't know why that is. Who knows why that is? And they're very much sort of similar market caps, I suppose. But let's go with PXOG first, Nick, and see what's happening there.
Probably positioning. So 9.99 and the big round number one is pretty key resistance. And that's where we rallied to today. I think the high was 0.98. And so, you know, those big round number ones, I think they're just levels where you see profit taking, and you have to bang into them a couple of times and let everybody sell before you can break through them and keep going higher. I mean, I like the bullish reversal in this. We're back to really good support at 0.7, 0.66. I think that if we can hold the support, we'll have another go, but only really a close above 1.0 is a bullish reversal, and then we should go to 1.79.
Okay, and that's Prosperous, yes. They are down 4%, yes, a 7 million market cap. And UOG, let me just look at that as we're looking. UOG are up.
Yeah, I've got UOG here.
God, my thing is slow today.
Well, UOG, UOG has fallen back. So, you know, UOG has fallen back as well from key resistance. I really do like that this 5.0 level to hold in UOG as well for another leg higher. My target in UOG is still 7. So, and we're at 5. So we've got more upside room in UOG. 5 and 7, I think, and potentially 7.8.
Okay, all right. Yeah, they're 10 million market cap. They're at 2.4% as I look, and Prospect Oil and Gas is 7 million market cap. So they're down, UOG's up. So there we are, really odd, as you know. Take your pick. All right, Nick, thank you very much. And by the way, you can see these charts on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
It just sounded really weird.
Oh, let's start shorting Bitcoin, everyone. Let's all start shorting Bitcoin.
No, buy the dip in Lion's Gold. It's going to go to 10.5.
Don't give investment advice. No, it's not investment advice.
Okay, don't give investment advice. Okay, don't buy the dip in Lion's Gold.
Do your own research.
Do your own
research.
Be priced out forever. Okay, no. Yeah, do your own research. Okay, that's good advice. Good done. Bye, everyone.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.